I'm Matt Minke. Joining me in the KETR studios is a multi-talented undergraduate student here at Texas A&M University Commerce who's studying speech communication. It's a pleasure to welcome into our studios Cleo Hayden Jr. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
You bet. Just glad to be here.
You've got a lot of interesting things in your life that we're going to touch on here as we go through this interview, but Cleo has a really exciting project he's involved in that we're going to talk about shortly, but I kind of want to start off with some basic information about you, Cleo. Where are you from?
Paris, Texas. Born and raised. There.
Really? Okay. Yeah, so, yeah. And still living there today, huh?
Actually, I live in Greenville.
Oh, okay.
We moved to Greenville when I came back to school to finish my degree.
You've had kind of a long-standing experience here with A&M Commerce,
sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah, you bet. I was actually here from 94 to 96. I left here, went to PJC on a debate scholarship, left school, then came back here in 2007 to finish my undergrad degree.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. I've been here before, and it's just good to be here. It was East Texas State University at first, and
right.
Then later changed, I believe, around about 96 or so.
Exactly.
To Texas A&M University.
You got to see both sides.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's very cool. I mentioned that you're studying speech communication here at A&M Commerce. How far along are you in your studies? I think you're on the verge of graduating, right?
You are exactly right. I'll be graduating August the 11th of this year, which is actually summer two.
All right.
So I'm going to take in summer classes, summer one and summer two session. And we'll be graduating in August with a BS in speech communication.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's right around the corner, man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I bet. Now, Cleo, I understand that you're a bit of a family man as well.
You're exactly right. I have a wife, have three children. My oldest is in high school. Well, she'll be in high school in August.
Oh, great.
She's 14, Sky. And my son, CJ, he's 10. And I have a three-year-old. Bit of a family man.
The so full range of
exactly,
kids there.
That's... Exactly. So they keep me on my toes.
But your life is interesting enough to make a reality TV show, I think.
Well, the flattery will get you everywhere.
Now, my colleagues over in the Performing Arts Center tell me that you're a very talented actor and writer as well. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about some of the roles you've filled on stage and some of the writing that you've done.
I started writing as a child.
Okay.
And I took a class here on campus, which was Intro to Theater. And we had to do write plays and things like that. So I began to write plays, and I liked it and enjoyed it. And so I would sit down and write a play in maybe so an hour or so, something like that. And we performed those in class. So it just really introduced me to a different aspect of writing.
Yes.
And I was like, well, hey, you know, I can do this. I'm good at it. And so I begin to write. I have several short stories that I've written. I have one that's copywritten that I'll be trying to publish here pretty soon. So I have things like that that I've been doing just along the way. Yeah, I write. I do the acting, and I enjoy acting. I was actually at a crossroads, so to speak, when I came back to school here because I enjoy theater so much, and I enjoy writing. And I was like, okay, do I want to change my degree or do I want to stay? But I'm almost finished now.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, that's something that I'll be looking at, you know, once I graduate is possibly pursuing more things dealing with the arts.
That's great, man. Well, geez, if all of these hobbies didn't take up all of your time, it turns out that you're also an ordained minister.
Well, I am a minister. I went independent in 2005 and started my own ministry, Chief Cornerstone Church Ministries / C.E. Hayden Jr. So it's actually my own ministry that I started in 2005. I'm actually from the Church of God in Christ, and in 2005 I decided to go independent. So I had a church in Paris that we were trying to get off the ground, and during that time period I decided to come back to school. I told my wife, I said, well, we're going to move toward that area.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have a little setup there at the house that we have services there at home.
Wow.
Until I finish school. So once I finish school, then we'll be looking to do something a little bit more. But I've been actually preaching since I was 17, right there at my home church, Wayside Church of God in Christ in Paris, preaching there at 17, and just moved on from there. Started early.
Wow. And so I can officially, now that we've talked about that,
sure.
I'll remind everybody that we're talking to Reverend Cleo Hayden Jr. on 88.9 KETR. You wear so many hats and you have such an interesting story to tell. And one of the things that really grabbed my attention was your recent casting as a voice actor. Have you sort of long aspired to lend your voice to an on-screen character?
Sure. I mean, exactly. After years of watching cartoons at home,
right,
and hearing, you know, the different actors do the voices. And then we would always play around as kids and I would do voices at home and things like that. But it was something that I really wanted to pursue, you know, down the road. And I was actually here on campus, and one of my classmates was like, well, hey, you know, maybe you should audition there at Funimation. And so I said, well, I'll try it. So it just went from there. I auditioned. They liked me, so they brought me in for some background vocals and a few characters on the series Dead Man Wonderland, which is airing on the Cartoon Network now.
Gaunt has been shipped off to the worst place on Earth, Dead Man Wonderland. One part amusement park, one part maximum security lockdown.
This is life, boys.
The only way to survive is to fight. Only the very strong or very insane make it out in one piece. Can Gaunta survive this crazy world, or is he just more meat for the grinder? Dead Man Wonderland, Saturday night. Get busy living or get busy dying. Only Toonami.
Before we go on, tell me a little bit about this company. I think it's sort of locally based Funimation. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, they're internationally known. They're Funimation. They're located actually there in the Dallas area. They do Dragon Ball Z, I believe The Butler, all sorts of Japanese animation there. They're a huge company. The director that was doing the series liked my voice. He brought me in, and I did a few characters. I think a few small roles and some background. But it's a huge company. All of those anime people that are out there that really watch it, if you look, a lot of it comes right there from Funimation, located there in Dallas.
So amazing to think that these programs that some people, not everybody of course is into anime, but you might have at least gone by some of these when you're flipping through the channels
exactly.
At night.
Yeah.
You never would have guessed that the Americanized versions of these are being handled here, right here in Texas.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I had no idea, but you know, after watching the Dragon Ball Z programs and different anime, I would see the name and I was like, hey, they're right there in Dallas. So.
Wow. Fascinating. I think you've said that you've kind of grown up watching a lot of anime, which is,
sure.
For people that don't know, this is the Japanese style of animation that you notice has kind of a grittier, edgier look, if you will, than some of the children's cartoons.
And
exactly. These tend to be oriented towards a slightly older audience as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
You've always been a fan of anime, though, right?
Oh, sure. Going back to when I was a child watching G-Force, the cartoon,
yeah.
Which some of you guys may remember that.
Overdubbed from the Japanese versions and just overdubbed
in
America.
Exactly. So, you know, Transformers and things like that. So I grew up watching those things. And then later, you know, fascinated with martial arts, I remember watching a TV program as a kid and as a child, and it was Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, hey, that guy's good. And when I got to be an adult, I really did some research, have a whole Bruce Lee collection at home. I started taking martial arts as an adult, started to seek out the Japanese animation because it was there.
Yeah, those kind of go in line a little bit,
don't they? Yeah, exactly.
Now, let me ask you a little bit about how the voice work itself was done when you went in to record this stuff. I believe it's on the Saturday Night Toonami lineup. Is that true?
Exactly. It's on the Adult Swim lineup. I believe that I worked on episodes 1-6.
Okay.
And so it's the English dub version.
Gotcha.
But it's on the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, when you went in to actually do this, tell me a little bit about how this worked. I assume that you actually went to their studio, or did you record your own lines and submit them to the producers?
Well, I actually went to the studio.
Okay.
And which, like I said, is located there in the outskirts of Dallas. I believe they're actually in Flower Mound.
Okay.
And I went to the studio there. It's kind of similar to a setup here. There's a booth and the director, what have you, engineers. And so I was there in the booth, performed the lines right there that was recorded that went on the show. So,
and I assume you're watching are you getting to see the video that you're syncing up with on screen?
Exactly.
At the same time?
Bits and pieces of the video as far as the character is concerned and the lines. The auditions were cold auditions, so to speak. There was a few characters you had a chance to go in and read for those characters.
Okay.
So you get there and it's what they call cold auditions.
Fascinating. I mean, we've seen some of the behind the scenes stuff on this,
sure.
that they're starting to unveil a lot more of the behind the scenes shots these days with
exactly.
all this voiceover stuff happening, but it's really interesting to hear about it firsthand. Tell me a little bit about some of the characters that you were cast as.
Actually, I did a lot of crowd control. I can recall just a few characters like security guards or bullies, things
okay.
like that, because it was so vast and it, you know, it happened so quickly.
Sure.
But it was maybe last year or so when I actually did the recording.
Right.
But I think I'm listed on the credits as additional voices. So
I understand.
If you watch the show in the credits, you'll see my name on there. For additional voices or background voices.
So, wow. So we're going to have to really pay attention to pick out which ones are you.
Yeah, exactly. As far as, you know, my name's not actually there with,
right.
you know, it wasn't very itemized like that or meticulous, so to
sure.
speak.
Sure. Can't have 10 minutes of credit.
Yeah, exactly. So I was telling my wife, I said, well, I need to actually watch that show again so that I can pick out which one if I looked at it, I could see who I was.
So So it's not so much a recurring character necessarily that that you were cast as, but just some of the supplemental characters that, that make up
exactly.
the show.
Exactly. We did, I think it was over a 3-day span or something like that. It was just episodes 1 through 6. And so I was brought in for maybe a few days. And we recorded those background voices, crowd control, and it was done very quickly. So it wasn't something that took an elongated period of time. So
right.
Done very, very quickly.
Things that were happening on screen, was there a lot of action necessarily happening that you had to sort of...
Yeah, there was some action. You know, if you watch the show, there's some fight scenes and
sure.
things like that that happen. So there are times where you really have to start and use your diaphragm
mm-hmm.
in order to portray the crowd or what have you, or
right.
to portray someone. So you would start deep and really bellow out doing those different scenes. And then there were other scenes where it was not so much like that. It was very, very meticulous, done very, very quickly, and very professionally and efficient.
I bet. I'm sure they have it down to a science.
Oh,
now.
Exactly. Very quickly. And when I first made it there, I was thinking something more along the lines of something that was going to be an elongated, drawn-out process. But no, it was very, very professionally, very quickly, and those are a great bunch of guys there.
Do we have any idea when the episodes air, which will feature your voice?
Well, they're airing now. If you watch the Cartoon Network, I believe it comes on at around 10:30 or so, Central Standard Time, Dead Man Wonderland. But I think the first 6 episodes are airing right now.
And this is on Saturday nights?
It's Saturday nights, and I believe it comes on Sundays also
okay.
at around 10:30. So if you watch that and watch the credits, matter of fact, I recorded some on the DVR last week just to verify that I was on there.
Sure.
And so it was there, and you can Google me. I'm on the internet, Cleo Hayden Anime News. You'll see picture and things like that on there. So
check your local listings, as they say, and just look up the Cartoon Network. They kind of it's oriented towards the young ones during the day, but then at night they switch over to what they call the Adult Swim programming, animated programs that are popular with the older kids these days. Yeah. You know, you'll see the Family Guy
exactly.
and those types of programs on there. But then on Saturday nights they kind of dedicate that towards anime, which has a huge following.
Exactly, and I'm really excited about it. Really excited to actually have some Japanese anime, you know, on. A good network that we can watch it, and I really enjoy it.
It's sort of an underground thing that not everybody is into, but the people that are into it are hardcore fans, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Now, hopefully this will be the maybe the first of many voiceover roles for you. Would you like to continue doing this type of work?
I'll be graduating here in August, and I'm actually scheduled to start the master's program here on campus for teaching. So,
oh, wow.
But it's definitely something that I'll have a little bit more time as a graduate student to actually pursue more roles and things like that. You know, out of the area. So we'll see.
This is really exciting for us. I know it's exciting for you.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I was at home and I'm with my wife, and we were just ecstatic, and they're screaming all through the house. How's your name? So, you know, it's just really, really excited. I'm just kind of surreal, you know. And, you know, I played just a minute part of what happened, but it was a really, really a great honor. Just an awesome achievement, just even that they considered me. So I was really excited.
As well you should be, and we're very proud of you. Very proud of your newfound success and stardom. Again, we're honored to have had a hand in your education here at A&M Commerce. Really hope that you'll stay in touch with us and let us know about any future roles on the screen, Silver or small screen, okay?
I'll definitely do it. Thank you a lot, and I appreciate the interview.
Reverend Cleo Hayden Jr. has been our guest here on 88.9 KETR. Thanks again.
You bet. Thank you.